Hello and welcome to Real Chat with Kat, the podcast dedicated to igniting your entrepreneurial spirit and empowering you to conquer new horizons. In this podcast, we chat with inspiring entrepreneurs on their journey to success through some amazingly insightful and expansive conversations. These episodes thrive on thought-provoking chats where our guests fearlessly explore their path to success, sharing their experiences, failures, and triumphs. No topic is off limits as we deep dive into the talked about and not so talked about pieces it takes to build a business, overcome limiting beliefs, deal with personal struggles, and everything in between that shapes our lives and our businesses. I'm your host, Kat Polsonelli, creator and founder at The Lotus Effect, where we believe that success is not just about strategies and tactics, it's about cultivating a powerful mindset and creating customized business operations that align with you and your true purpose. Whether it's mastering time management, improving productivity, enhancing leadership skills, or simply fostering a growth-oriented mindset, we'll provide you with the tools and strategies to flourish in both your business and personal life. I'm so excited to have you join us today in this episode, so get ready to feel empowered and inspired as we learn together and from one another on how to rise above challenges, break through limitations, and unlock our full potential. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me today on this episode. I am so excited to have you here with us today, and I have a special guest with me. So everybody, meet Melors Sims, and I think I just butchered it, so just correct me if I'm wrong.
Melors Sims.
Jeff told me this. I get so excited, I forget what I was thinking about. So Melors, do us a favor and please introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what it is that you do, and what got you into your space.
Thank you, Kat. It's lovely to be here talking with you. I've listened to the show and just love your energy and sparkly vibrancy. So I'm Melors Sims, and I'm a natural oral health coach known as the Holistic Tooth Fairy. I live in Raglan, New Zealand, where it is summer right now. And I help people all over the world with avoiding unnecessary dental procedures and having better experiences with the dental procedures they do need to have. And that is with a combination of nutrition, oral hygiene, of course, working with oral posture and relaxing the jaw is a big part of what I do. And then what I call the metaphysical, which is the really interesting, juicy stuff, which is the influence of emotions and stress and trauma and maybe ancestral influences on the teeth and gum issues that we have now in our current lives. So it's a unique approach to oral health that I've been doing for about 7 years, actually this week, since I started the holistic dairy business. Yeah. But I got into this because I had really terrible teeth. So I had every kind of dental problem that you could name from my early 20s or mid-teens, actually, onwards. I had root canals and crowns and extractions and heaps of fillings. And I was doing what the dentist told me. I was doing my best, and nothing seemed to actually stop me from having this endless cycle of dental problems to the point where I was so traumatized by going to the dentist and having painful work done in my mouth that I started having panic attacks at the dentist.
Oh, wow.
And actually I had a panic attack once under general anesthetic. And that was the turning point for me, because the dentist sent me home with a half done filling and said, you have to sort yourself out. You can't come back until you can stay in the chair and work, when I was crying and screaming while I was unconscious. No idea I was doing it. And so that's really when I started to look beyond the mainstream accepted wisdom, what the dentists were telling me, and looking for alternative solutions. And And that's when I also started to turn around my oral health. And so I was able to prevent the need for a root canal a year later. I stopped having fillings. I just started to enjoy going to the dentist because it wasn't this invasive trauma all the time. And so after a few years of learning everything I could and getting really excited about how I'd been able to turn around my own oral health, other people started asking me for advice. And eventually I thought, well, maybe I can make a coaching business out of helping other people to do what I've done. So that's how I got into this.
And I love this so much because you're right. It is so unique and it is so needed. So, you know, my background for anyone out there is in medical administration. And so I always dealt with people having anxiety, and even with a chiropractor that I used to work for, where they had this, what we called white coat syndrome, where as soon as they stepped into the room, nothing even happened. And they were just like completely terrified. Blood pressure was through the roof, and it made it really hard to assess someone and to understand what was going on because of all these underlying conditions that hits them when they walk through the door. And I have heard so many stories of people having issues with the dentist, you know, that it can be a very scary, traumatic experience. And you don't think that when you're like, you're just getting your teeth cleaned. But I can tell for you from experience, I had to have a filling that had to be redone because a dentist previously did not do it correctly. And so they had to pull the filling out and re-expose the nerve. And when they did, it caused the nerve to be so overly sensitive that even during the procedure, when they would blow the air, it would shock the whole bottom of my mouth. I had to have 3 additional shots just for them to get through. And after that happened, they were like, hey, you know, you have 2 smaller fillings. I was like, nope, nope. Like I did not. And I love my dentist. I still go get my teeth cleaned. But for the longest time, I was like, nope, no, we're good. I need some time to recover because you're right. It was so easy when I would step in those doors and go and lay back in the chair that I had to like remind myself like, okay, this is not happening. We're not getting a procedure. Like it's just a teeth clean. Like you have to really like walk yourself through that to deal with just that one event that can cause such an event in your brain that your brain holds on for dear life and is like, yeah, this is going to happen every single time.
Yeah, well, it's the definition of trauma is that ongoing response to the original stressful situation where we didn't have control and, you know, it was painful or scary or whatever. And then our brain continues to repeat that experience as kind of an alarm blare if anything reminds us of that. And so being at the dentist is a reminder of an earlier dental trauma, and it gets in the way of a lot of people getting the dental care that they need. That might just be, you know, a checkup, it might just be a cleaning, it might be a little filling or something, but because they've had a bad experience, a traumatic experience in the past, they're not actually getting the maintenance and care that they need now. And so that's one of the main aspects of what I do to help people, is ensure that going to the dentist is a situation where they can feel calm and confident and empowered.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I love that. Now, the other thing that I would love for our listeners to understand as well is you talked about how you were doing everything that the dentist told you to do, yet you were still experiencing these cavities and these issues and all these things. And then you said that you were able to figure out a way to not have to have those, and you were able to avoid a root canal. So I am curious, and I know that the listeners are going to be extremely curious to understand, like, how is that even possible?
Yes, isn't it amazing? If only we all were taught this when we were young and we still had all our teeth. So for me, the thing that really turned around my oral health when I first started was changing my diet. And I was what I considered a healthy eater. I was mostly plant-based. I didn't eat a lot of processed food. I was, you know, doing all the right things in terms of diet. But I was missing a whole lot of the nutrients that your teeth need to be resilient and healthy, to do the natural remineralization process that our body is able and inclined to do, but it needs the building blocks from our diet. And even very healthy diets tend to lack the nutrient density in terms of minerals and fat-soluble vitamins. And so for me, it was a pretty simple matter of starting to eat a lot more fat-soluble vitamin nutrient-dense food, and my teeth got a lot stronger and whiter, brighter, and more resilient very, very quickly.
That is super interesting. I would have never, I mean, it makes sense, right? Use vitamins to improve your bones and improve muscles and improve digestion. So why couldn't you have nutrients that feed your teeth? That makes tons of sense. I've never thought about that.
It's really common sense, and it would solve a lot of problems in the world if we were not just given the information, but, you know, if the way that the food systems supported people to eat in ways that are healthy, because the food that's available that we're encouraged to eat, that's offered on menus and in grocery stores and so on, tends to not be the food that supports the health of our teeth. So,
yeah, makes a lot of sense.
You know, it's a big systemic issue. It's not just individual choices.
That's so interesting. See, you learn something every day. Now, so let me ask you this then. You talk about these vitamins and these different things that you can use to strengthen your teeth. Have you seen that it makes a full recovery for your tooth, or it just kind of like stops it in its tracks for whatever is going on?
Small cavities can repair completely. Like, you and your dentist would never know that a small cavity has been there. You can remineralize a small cavity completely. Bigger cavities are not so responsive. So that the layers of the teeth, you've got the enamel on the surface. That's the part we see. That's the hardest part of the tooth. And that's the part that is most responsive to remineralization. But that's like a skin sitting on top of the main part of the inside of the tooth, which is, there's a layer of dentin, which is a bit softer. It's more like bone in terms of its density. Okay. And then there's the pulp in the middle, which is sort of like the marrow of the bone, but it's got blood and nerve endings, and it's kind of pulpy, and that's the really sensitive part that you can't really recover. If a cavity goes down to the nerve, that's it really. You're going to either get a root canal or lose the tooth. But dentin is somewhat responsive to remineralization. And what I've mostly been able to help people do is to remineralize across the surface of the cavity. It doesn't fill it in, so the profile isn't raised back up to the original height of the tooth. Okay. So there's still a cavity there, but it's not active decay, and it's hard and resilient. Now, you can either choose to get that filled, or you can keep it really, really, really clean and make sure that it's not going to develop decay and live with a hole. So, but it is possible to repair even deep cavities in that way.
Oh, this is so awesome. Wait till I tell my kids. My kids are going to be like, seriously, mom, be like, wait, we got a whole new way of brushing your teeth and doing things. Just wait. Mom learned tons of things. This is so unique. So let me ask you this then. If you are able to use these different ways of repairing the teeth, do you also use certain ways for those that do have to have procedures to help speed up the process of recovery? Because I know, like for me, I had all four wisdom teeth taken out a couple of years ago. That was horrible. Absolutely horrible. I had to be put under, and they were like, you'll be good in 3 days. It took me 3 weeks before my jaw stopped hurting and I was actually able to eat solid food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. So I, that's probably one of the things that I am most passionate about is supporting people through difficult dental procedures. So not everyone who I work with in coaching is in a kind of crisis with their teeth, but more than half of the people are. They've tried everything and they're really at their wit's end and they're facing a very difficult dental decision around extraction or root canal or something like that. And they're scared about doing it. You know, they've usually had some trauma in the past and here they are looking at some more potential dental trauma. So I have a particular protocol around tooth extractions, and it doesn't matter whether you're having healthy wisdom teeth extracted. They would argue extracting healthy teeth is something that needs to be really thought about, or you've got, you know, a failed root canal and that tooth has to come out or whatever the reason. If you do some preparation in the weeks leading up to the extraction, make some particular choices on the day of the extraction, do a protocol for the first 3 days after the extraction, then you can have a much quicker and complication-free recovery than you might have otherwise. Lots of people have tooth extractions without it being a big deal. That's true. Some people are fine, but many of us do have a very difficult time, like you did, particularly if you're having more than one tooth out, particularly those big wisdoms or molars at the back. They take up a lot of real estate and there's, you know, there's a big gap when they're left behind, and you have to take care of that site to make sure that you don't develop complications. And the complications can happen in the short term, and then they're more likely to also happen in the long term. So really pays to look after yourself on that week of the extraction in particular to just avoid short and long-term problems. So I help people with that too.
Makes total sense. That's just like if you decided that you wanted to do a cleanse, for lack of better terms, my example, a lot of times your cleanses will say, okay, this is what you want to do to prepare your body before you do it. Yeah. Then once you do the cleanse, these are things you want to put in place afterwards to make sure that what you did is not completely undone and you can actually see the improvement over your body. So essentially what you're saying is that kind of is what you do in that regard for that specific situation with extractions and such.
Yes. And, you know, I think if you do an extraction well, like if you prepare for it, not just physically, but emotionally, to understand the underlying emotional influences that are playing a role in that tooth's story, because you don't go into a tooth extraction without a long history with that tooth. It has often been a lot of trauma to get you to the point of an extraction. Then if you do that really mindfully, you can use that extraction procedure experience as a portal for incredible transformation and healing and growth, and just it can be like stepping into a whole new life if you use that experience really mindfully and well.
Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense, right? Because essentially your brain is going to hold on to that memory. So when something similar happens, that's the memory. It's going to be like, this is what happened, right? I think a lot of people don't understand, or a lot of us don't even realize that our brains are not meant to show us right and wrong or what's good and what's bad. They're meant for survival, which can actually hurt us sometimes because it attaches to that one thing and it makes it more difficult for us to be able to deal with it consciously because the subconscious has already made its decision.
Yeah.
So now you talk about. Nope, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say each individual tooth is associated with certain processes in the brain, so that I call them tooth archetypes. So there's particular aspects of your emotional or social life that are linked to particular teeth. So if you're having a problem in a tooth, whether it's a little cavity or a tooth extraction is needed, then it can be really helpful to look at what part of your brain, what part of your psyche and your emotional life is related to that, and work on healing and supporting that not only helps to support your teeth, but the bigger picture of your life.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah. I think this makes a beautiful segue into what you kind of talked about when you discussed the different things that you do, which is your favorite part of bringing the metaphysical into that. So can you elaborate then on that topic and how this kind of plays into a role? Because I don't think that people understand how connected our bodies are to everything else that we've gone through, that we've dealt with, or emotions that are felt in specific areas. Because we are essentially, especially here in the United States, right? We're like in this go, go, go mentality. And so there's a huge disconnect. So please, like, fill us in, elaborate on this other piece that you work with and how it really is an integration with the care of your teeth as well.
Yeah, so our teeth are very much tied to our emotional well-being. And so when we have a problem with our teeth, whatever, or gums, whatever that problem is, gum recession or tooth decay, that is can be understood as a message from our psyche about something that's not in alignment or needs to be healed or brought into balance. And when you bring that perspective in alongside physical approaches to healing, both home remedies and holistic strategies like what I share with people and the dental interventions that may be necessary, when you have the energetic, emotional understanding as well, then you've got a lot more ability to actually do the deep, sustained healing to really make a difference, to do things like be able to remineralize cavities and not need a filling, not need a root canal. It's that kind of work. And because that information or that understanding is so little known, and particularly in the English speaking world, and really quite recently developed, I ended up having to write a book myself about it because I couldn't find a book written by anyone else in English. So my book's called The Secret Lives of Teeth, Understanding Emotional Influences on Oral Health. And in it, I lay out the existing systems of making sense of the energetic relationship between different parts of the mouth, such as in traditional Chinese medicine, the meridian system of energy channels. Each energy channel flows through the mouth, and so there's that's a framework for understanding when symptoms flare up. You can see, oh, that's, you know, related to the anger meridian or the grief meridian or so on, and it kind of gives you a lens to open up your perspective on what this tooth needs to be able to heal. And then I kind of, through my work in coaching and my practice of, you know, I've talked to hundreds of people over the years about what was going on in their lives, what they were feeling, what they were scared of, what they were worried about in relation to their teeth and gums, and built up this picture, this understanding that I've called the tooth archetype system, as I mentioned before. So each tooth has an archetype. So for example, the top left incisor is the nurturer, the top right incisor is the leader. And so those qualities of nurturing and leadership are kind of the strengths of those teeth. And those teeth may be vulnerable if you're not expressing or manifesting those qualities in a way that is really aligned with your soul purpose and your highest good. That's when your teeth can maybe start to play up a little. So it's another way of looking at it that complements all these other approaches as well.
I love that. And you know what, though? That makes so much sense. So for anybody else that's like, baloney, I don't know what you're talking about, go listen to my other episode where I actually talked with a medical intuitive. And that was one of the things that we talked about, was understanding that a lot of things that happen within the body, aches, pains, sprains, knotted up muscles and things like that, are actually these stuck emotions or these stuck traumas that live within the body. And when we get to the point that we have stuffed it down so many times that the body cannot continue to contain it, it comes out physically. And then we are like, I don't get it. What's going on? This is ridiculous. Oh, I must have slept wrong. And we go through all of these scenarios because, right, logically, those make sense. And at the same time, there are so many things that you can look at outside of that, that when you really think about it and kind of connect the two together, it makes so much sense. And I can give you guys, you know, a really, really awesome example of why I believe in this as well. So many of my listeners know that I was in a 10-year abusive relationship, and there were a lot of things that happened within that relationship. Everything from the dealing with my kids to the arguments to woken up while sexual activities were happening to me from being so exhausted. Like, there's a lot of different things. And I never put two and two together. And a couple of years ago, I started having womb issues. So I started having issues with my cervix and things like that. And I've never had a problem ever. You all, I'm 36 years old. I've never had an issue ever. And it just came out of nowhere. And when I spoke with this medical intuitive, it was really interesting because it happened around the same time. And she was explaining about how certain things can affect women's specific organs around the mother womb and different things like that, and how it's your body knowing that you're in a safe space. So it's kind of bringing it up. I eventually ended up having to have a partial hysterectomy and have that removed. But I'm doing fantastic. I had an amazingly quick recovery. I had a beautiful doctor. She's phenomenal. So that's helpful. But it was so interesting to me when that was pointed out. That was the first time that that was ever pointed out about that, which is why you talking about the teeth being related makes so much sense. So seriously, if you guys have not listened to the other, like, you need to check it out, because it really is the coolest thing to start to understand why certain things happen in our body that we're like, what just happened? Where did that come from? Right. Yeah. So I love that you share this so much, because it really does bring the physical back to the emotion and the traumas, and really kind of puzzle pieces it together, which we're not taught, right, in our society. We're taught to just believe in whatever somebody else tells us. Not that doctors are not helpful and dentists are not helpful. They are amazing. And we have this beautiful, unique ability to be able to actually pinpoint why things are happening and be able to heal things a lot more naturally, like you were saying, than we think we can. We just have never been taught that. And logically, it doesn't make sense. So we just listen to all the outside sources.
Yeah, it's a kind of a culture of disempowerment that we've been raised in. But I would argue that once you start looking at the world from the perspective of that there's more going on than what meets the eye when it comes to our bodies, then it does logically make sense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the issues with your womb related to your life as a wife and a mother, and the issues with my root canals related to my history of rootlessness and homelessness. You know, every one of the six root canals that I had before I turned my oral health around was related to a period where I didn't have a home for a period of time, one way or another. I was traveling, or I was couch surfing, or I was immigrating. But that sense of rootlessness was being embodied in the roots of my teeth. Once I understood that and could change the way that I was living and become more mindful about the way that I was traveling when I did travel, then I stopped needing root canals. Things settled down.
How interesting is that? Now, I have to ask you, since, you know, you deal in this realm with all these different pieces, do you have any suggestions for those that are going to have to go in for a procedure or know that this is a possible need in regards to finding the right dentist? Are there things that you look out for that you would suggest, questions that people ask to understand? Because unfortunately, right, we do live in a world where people make money by extracting teeth and doing certain things and, you know, giving you medications and stuff like that. And I feel like we need to have the empowerment to be able to ask certain questions and get a little bit more information for ourselves before we just hand all of our trust over to a stranger who has you know, a degree and says, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. So this is actually a chapter in my forthcoming book, which is called Calm and Confident in the Dental Chair. I'm going to be running a Kickstarter for it in a few months. It's about finding a dentist that you can feel like you trust, who's the right dentist for you. And probably my first tip would be, don't be deceived by the use of the word holistic in dental marketing materials, because any dentist can call themselves holistic and it might not mean the same thing as you or I would assume it would mean. I cannot tell you the number of people I've talked to who've come to me disappointed and heartbroken and in despair because they went to a dentist because they thought they were holistic, they called themselves holistic, and then were just offered the same old raft of mainstream interventions, root canals and fluoride and amalgam fillings and so on. And so don't bother looking for a holistic dentist. Look for a dentist who has a reputation, and word of mouth is really the best way to go for find this out, who has a reputation for being a good listener, for being respectful and open-minded, for taking their time and being patient, because you can work with any dentist with any philosophy of dentistry if they will respect you asking for what you need. And so you have to take more responsibility to find out what it is that you think that you want and need in a relationship like that, instead of just handing things over to someone and trusting them. But really, the same is true whether or not someone's calling themselves holistic. If you just hand over all the responsibility, lie back, open your mouth and close your eyes, you're taking a risk that you might not end up with the interventions that you want to live with in your mouth. I mean, there's, you know, I think most dentists are good people who want to do right by their patients, who will do their best to make you comfortable and to respect your needs while also, you know, really trying to resolve the problems in your mouth, which is what they've been trained to do.
Yeah.
But you have to, like, have some empowerment when you go in there. Otherwise, you're just at the mercy of whatever their approach is. And if they're working in a, let's say, an economic context that prioritizes, you know, the upsell, the doing the most expensive treatment, then, well, that's what you're going to get recommended. If you don't go in there and say, well, I've looked at it and actually I don't think that an implant is necessary in this situation, I'd rather live with a gap or have a bridge or something like that. For example, implants being the very fashionable, very expensive intervention that all the dentists seem to be recommending in a situation of serious problems these days. And it's not right for everyone. And some people have implants that fail, and it's a very expensive failure. So.
Okay. Yeah. And that makes so much sense. You're taking back your power. You're making sure that you own your body. Right. And then that, I think, is amazing advice across the board when it comes to dealing with any doctor that you are having a conversation with. You're so spot on that people need to respect and understand what it is that you are saying and listening to what it is that you are telling them versus cutting you mid off because they're like, oh, that already fits into this part of the book. We know this is good. This is what's going to do it for you. And you're so right. Most of them, right? They do come from a place of wanting to help you and wanting to solve the problem. But some of them have gotten or have been taught that by the book is by the book, that they forget that there can be underlying issues and underlying reasons. We find this out all the time, right? For people that have had certain cancers, that it makes zero sense why they contracted this cancer, right? And it has to do with all of these layers that no one is asking questions about, which I think is why, like you were saying, it's so important to empower yourself to be able to ask those questions or do a little bit of research on your own. Google and Wikipedia don't count, people. But finding articles, Harvard, Stanford studies, things that have been tested that you could go in and at least have a little bit of knowledge to say, hey, I actually looked up this article, or I looked up this dentistry article, and this is what they have been offering. Is that something that is a possibility? And I think that it puts you in a place of power as well to make sure that you are getting the right treatment, because essentially any doctor or dentist, right, has what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes in a room with you max that they spend. You cannot expect anyone to understand everything about you and be able to make this brilliant diagnosis when they're getting 10% of what you are able to fit in that conversation.
Yeah. And I think that's what's valuable about what I do as a coach, because I've spent an hour at a time with you. And, you know, I encourage people to do coaching packages where we might end up spending 6 hours over 6 months, and we'll really do the deep dive, and we will unravel all of those threads and give you all of the pieces of the puzzle. And so then you go into the dentist with this incredibly well-developed self-knowledge and strong understanding of the pros and cons of the different options. And it completely changes the dynamic. It's not so scary when you, I mean, it can be a little bit scary, but it's not so scary when you actually know what's involved and you're prepared for it. And when you believe that the choice that you've made for a particular intervention is completely justified. If you are just following a treatment plan that you've got been given without really understanding why, that can really add to the fear and anxiety about getting particular intervention done. So
yeah. Oh, that's beautiful advice.
Self-knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Like 100%. So as we come to a close, even though that was just like the most beautiful piece of advice to give people, but do you happen to have a quote or a piece of advice then that you'd like to leave the audience with?
Well, my advice would be, if you have a symptom in your mouth, whether it's a little bit of sensitivity or gum recession, or it's a bad toothache, whatever the symptom is, pay attention to that physical sensation and think about what it might represent, what that physical symptom might be an embodiment of that is not part of your physical factors, like what's going on in your life. Look at levels of stress, or, you know, overwhelm at work, or conflict in your relationship, or whatever. How is that tooth expressing the bigger picture? Because when you can understand that relationship between what's going on in your life and going on with your mouth, then you have the opportunity to heal on a much deeper level.
Oh, I love that so much. And I think like this whole beginning of the year has been all about being present and getting back to understanding who we are and not handing our power away from everybody. So thank you again for all of this information. And of course, please tell everybody, how can they connect with you? How can they find you? How can they be in your world?
So my website is holistictoothfairy.com. And you'll find everything on there. I have lots and lots of free resources on different ways of healing teeth and gum issues, information about my coaching. You can buy my book there. It's also available on Amazon. I also have a YouTube channel with a big library of videos of different aspects of alternative oral health. I'm on Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook. Either look up the Holistic Tooth Fairy or Meliors, which is M-E-L-I-O-R-S. One way or another, you will find me on all the platforms. Well, not TikTok. I'm too old for TikTok. But if anyone uses Insight Timer, which is a meditation app, I have a library of meditations on there, and every Tuesday or every second Tuesday, I do a live readings where you can bring your question about an oral health issue and I will offer an intuitive interpretation. And so if you are curious to find out what I've talked about today could mean in terms of your own oral health, that's a great way to check it out for free on Insight Timer.
Oh, I love that. And I have heard so many good things about Insight Timer. So anyway, Milios, thank you so much for sharing all of this information and what a beautifully unique topic to touch base on. So thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today.
Thank you, Kat. It's been lovely to speak with you.
Oh, you as well. And to everybody else out there, I hope you got some really interesting notes and intakes from this. This has been the coolest conversation I think I've ever had to learn different things about your oral health. So, you know, in turn, think about the amount of power that you are giving away to everybody else and all these doctors and everything, not saying that they can't be helpful, but it really does come back to us understanding our own bodies and what things do and what that is trying to tell us, is your body really does give you signals a lot more than you think. So until next time, do one thing positive for someone each and every day and see the difference that it makes in your life. So I will see you then. Hello again, and thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today. If you enjoyed this episode and it brought tons of value, we ask that you please share, like, and subscribe. Your support means the world to us and helps us to reach even more inspiring entrepreneurs who can benefit from these powerful conversations. If you haven't already, be sure to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, as this feedback is an amazing gift that fuels our growth and helps us to continually improve this podcast. Looking for an extra dose of inspiration and empowerment? Then be sure to connect with me on social media. You can find me at The Lotus Effect, where I share valuable resources and tips while sharing my own journey of being an entrepreneur. And if you're interested in learning more about my coaching programs and services, be sure to check out my website at the-lotus-effect.com. Once again, thank you so much for being a part of Real Chat with Kat. Your presence and support makes all the difference. Remember, whether you find yourself in the depths of the mud or on the path of growth, we all have a unique journey. And just like the lotus, some of us start in the dirtiest of mud, yet as we rise and grow, we blossom into something beautiful, unique, and truly one of a kind. To all of my visionaries out there, keep rising and growing as you create your own Lotus Effect.